Good morning, this is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 727-8977, or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I always like to thank John for hosting and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. John, how are you?
Baseball is here.
Well, I was looking at your hat over there, and I noticed we have switched to primary baseball season.
Yeah, I got to work on getting a Kamiakin hat because my son made the freshman baseball team.
Congratulations. That's awesome. It is definitely that time of year. We're seeing the kids out there, and man, that weather was just, now that's some spring baseball weather.
Oh, yeah.
And that's some spring home selling weather also. We're going to get to some numbers here in a little bit and talk about that. We do not have with us in the studio Mr. Tom Coyne from Umpqua. He has snuck away to Phoenix or Scottsdale, I believe, to accept some award for being a great, the great guy that he is.
Ooh.
But we have in his place, and we'll talk to him in just a minute or two after we get through some of our normal segments, but we have with us Mr. Garrick Russell from Professional Investment Management Services. Garrick?
Great to be back, Lance. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we haven't had you on the show for a little while.
It's been a while. I'm excited to be here.
You betcha. Well, we'll hit a couple quick real estate stories, and then we'll get into our topic and chat with you a little bit more. We always like to start off with our crazy residential home story. Now, this one is absolutely an amazing, amazing building. And what it is a carriage house that is for sale. So this guy took a carriage house, a 5,700-square-foot house from the 1890s that they used to have the horses and the carriages in, and he's converted it to a home. He actually used the whole upper floor for a huge pool room. It was a big hay storage loft, so where they used to keep all the hay and everything. Converted it to a huge pool room with three bedrooms and three baths off of it. Completely redid the whole thing. Kept the old original iron stoves that they used to heat the place. And all of that you can have, John, for a mere $3.7 million. And I'm sure you're just wanting to run right out there to Maine and grab that place.
Well, of course, Wilbur.
Exactly. Now, local real estate story. Back to our market here and what's going on. Last week, we told you we were excited to see the statistics, actual numbers on what was happening. We've been telling you that it's been absolutely crazy. We didn't have a winter in January and February.
No.
And Tom and I were looking at our specific numbers. Until you see the market aggregate, though, to know if those numbers are accurate for the market is a different story. Well, they are 120% accurate for what we were seeing and feeling, Tom and I. It came in that February's total sold, closed and sold in February, was 247, as opposed to last February, 185.
Wow.
The previous February, 177 in 13 and 174 in 2012. So when Tom and I said, man, we are setting records for what's going on here, that is absolutely being seen in the market. So what we have is we have total closed home residential units, total closed so far this year at 452 already. That number at the end of February in last year in 14 was only 357.
Wow.
That's a 27% increase in the number of closings. Talk about a market change year over year to 27%. Is just in any market segment you look at, that's an incredible percentage to shift the market. What has that done to inventory? Once again, we've dwindled down another 20 listings, so now we're at 878. Now, based upon the listing inventory and the calls that we're getting to evaluate homes, I think we're finally going to start reversing that trend next month. So my prediction there is that we're going to see, with the weather we've had and people getting their yards and stuff, I think finally we're going to see that listing inventory trend go change a little bit. Because what it's done is, we talk about absorption rates on the show a lot, and for people that are haven't listened before, don't know, absorption rate is if no new homes came on the market, what is the monthly supply of homes that we have? In the Tri-Cities and most markets, we consider a six-month supply a balanced market, meaning, you know, not really in favor of a buyer, not really in favor of a seller.
Right down the middle.
Based upon those numbers in February, we're looking at a 2.8-month supply of homes.
Wow.
Okay, that is, you know, definitely a seller's market for those segments. If we do those same statistics back at the end of last year, February, that was 6 months. At into February 2013, 6.6. So this is really, in the last 4 to 5 years, we have not been in this position this early in the spring. So very different market that we've seen. We've been utilizing a number of strategies to deal with that. Our buyer agents are being very creative about where they're finding their inventory. They're working extra hard for our buyers in multiple offer situations. They're using a lot of the tools and tricks that we have to make sure our buyers get the houses that they want to be in. So definitely exactly what we've been talking about the last couple weeks. Very quick market, lower inventory, and so we're having to do some things very differently than we've had to the last 4 or 5 years. Now, how does that relate to a different market? And I'm super excited that we were able to get Garrick here on the show to talk a little bit about what he does. I've known Garrick for a long time. So some quick questions for people that don't know you, and this is one of my favorite shows we do throughout the year, is kind of an update in the financial markets and what's going on there. But for folks that don't know you, Garrick, why don't you give us just a little bit of your background?
Great. Well, my name's Garrick Russell. My father was a CPA in town for a bunch of years, I think since 1976. And I know me and Lance are both born and raised here. We both went to Badger Mountain over in Richland. So that's how I met Lance way back in the day. So I have, my firm is Professional Investment Management Services. We're just over there on Clearwater, kind of near the Mercedes dealer. And when I talk to Lance, me and Lance talk at least a couple of times a week. We discuss how the housing market coincides with the stock market and how that affects it. And so much lately we've been talking about interest rates and how interest rates not only affect the stock market, but they affect Lance as well. So I kind of thought today I would give you kind of an update on the stock market and where I think it's going to go and that kind of thing.
Yeah, that's great. I'd love to hear that. And we really, you know, as part of the advisor role and what you do, I look forward to seeing that. So, yeah, what is going on in those markets?
Well, it's been interesting because, you know, January was kind of a flat month. It actually declined a little bit. And then February came around and we had a great February. And it had all of us really scratching our heads trying to figure out, you know, 2 months down, we're at an all-time high. You only have to go back to last Monday, and we really were at an all-time high. But it's been a tale of 2 weeks. We lost most of those gains, almost all the gains for the year, last Friday. And the week was just a slow week. So what happened was, is there was a really good jobs number. We added nearly 295,000 jobs in February. That was really a bigger deal than we thought because there was a bunch of layoffs in the energy sector. You know, all of us know that gas, oil, it has been a little bit cheaper. So with those new jobs, everybody asked, why would the market not be up on those new jobs?
Yeah,
you know, the economy's going and everything like that. Well, we have interest rates out there. They're lower than they've ever been. We're trying to figure out, when is the Fed going to raise those interest rates? Well, their next meeting is next Monday and Tuesday, March 17th and 18th. And with everything going pretty well, it's likely to really start talking about that rise in interest rates. And you're probably, if I was to guess, I would probably say near June is probably my guess that those rates start to rise. I wouldn't be too alarmed out there. I don't think they're going to raise them really fast because they know how much that affects the economy. But what people forget is that we've had a pretty long bull market. We've had a really long bull market. And it's been helped by these lower interest rates, similar to the housing market. You know, we've had a lot of mortgages and refis and that kind of thing. And so we're waiting for them to raise these rates. And At this point, the writing seems to be on the wall. It probably has to happen in 2015. So the market might not have the wind beneath the sails for a while longer. It might be a little bit tougher. So it'll be interesting to see what the next quarter's earnings hold and what companies are posting. But we've had a pretty good run. So that's where we stand right now. We're just waiting on the Fed.
Absolutely. And I think really when we look at the housing market, and that's why you and I talk about this so much, is that really coincides big time to what we're doing on the housing side of things. We've been in that cycle where rates have either been coming down or they've bottomed out, and we've been in that holding pattern for, you know, the last 2 years primarily. A lot of people thought it was going to happen last year and didn't. And now I think, though, I really think that some of the urgency has gotten to the consumers, and that is a portion of those numbers that we're seeing where, you know, where we see such a spike. A lot of it has been attributed to great local employment here and our jobs market locally being really well, but also the consumers, I think, have gotten that message that is, these rates might not be here that much longer if you want to be one of those that's buying at the bottom and locking in that rate. Now would probably be the time to do that, because the house that you can buy today at 3.875 or 3.9, very likely in a span of 2 years, might not be the house that you can buy at 5.5%. I mean, when we look at the difference that what that payment can make, it changes the house or the neighborhoods that you're looking at. So we have a lot of sellers right now that maybe they've had another kid or two in the last couple of years, and say, you know what, we know that we want to make that upgrade now because we need the house that we're going to raise the kids in for the next 10 to 11 years. If we don't want to worry about our house payment going up or what we can do, let's sell the one we have now. Obviously, we've talked about a lower inventory, great seller's market. Let's sell the one we have now and lock in with that low interest rate on the one we're going to buy. So I really think that those same trends you're talking about in that market is translating into the housing market and driving some of these high sales.
Yeah, what's more concerning to me, and I'll make this quick, is if you ask, it's generational, if you ask, you know, if you ask probably a 20 to 30-year-old what they think an average mortgage rate is, they might surprise you and say 6%. And I think me and Lance know that, you know, you take somebody that remembers the 80s and we had 14, 16, even 18% mortgages. And that's why me and Lance are so concerned because, you know, where do I don't think we're going to see interest rates that high ever again, especially for houses and or home mortgages. But could 8% be out there? It probably is out there. It's out there. It's a couple years away, but you know, this 6 to 8% range is coming. And like Lance said, it's going to stop you from purchasing the house that you may really want. You may have to downgrade a little bit.
Yeah. So, and it's going to be, we'll see some slowdown with that in the housing market as consumers readjust their expectations for what they can get.
Yeah. And luckily we have the Fed there. You know, the Fed is there to control this, and I think they have our best interest at heart, so it'll be interesting to see how they handle these rising interest rates.
Absolutely. When we come back from the break, we'll talk a little bit more about the new property we've listed and check in with Garrick on a few more issues in the financial market.
Right here on News Talk 870.
Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. We've been here talking with Mr. Garrick Russell from Professional Investment Management Services about kind of a little bit different twist. What's going on in the financial markets right now and how that affects the local real estate? And in the first segment, we really talked about the potential for interest rates to be coming up again and kind of that relationship that folks don't see every day, and that is when the markets are doing really, really well. They can start to make that decision that those rates will start to rise up a little bit again, and that's when they can do that. And so it's kind of counterintuitive a little bit, but seeing how that goes And like you said, with the markets being at really an all-time high last week, that in the meetings of the Fed coming up, we could potentially finally see some of that pressure this year. So we're going to keep a close eye on that, because coinciding with that, we have, as far as sold homes going, the fastest start to housing that we've seen in 6, 7, 8 years around here. So very, very interesting. Before we run out of time, though, and I know Garrick and I start talking, and we always do, I want to get some new property in there so that people know what's available. And so I've got my pick three this week, and we've got some new properties that are fantastic. Number one, 801 Park Hills Drive in Kennewick. This is a four-bedroom, two-bath home in just a great, great Kennewick neighborhood. 2,052 square feet. They did new carpet throughout. They went ahead and did new floors in the bathrooms and laundry room, bright living room, big masonry fireplace, gorgeous kitchen with wood floors, lots of cabinets, update appliances. They've got an island plus a separate dining area. The lower level has another family room, two bedrooms, and a large laundry room. You're getting all of this, fully fenced backyard and RV parking with an oversized garage. And we're coming in at $179.9. This just went on the last couple days. We've had, I think, already 12 showings.
Wow.
I hope if someone still wants to see this that it would even still be available, because we're probably looking at an offer right away with the number of agents that have seen it. If not, though, and it hasn't gone under contract, please give us a call. Pick number two, this is a gorgeous, gorgeous home. 3001 South Edison Place in Kennewick. This was a Solferino-built home. They built gorgeous homes here in Tri-Cities. Three-bedroom, three-bath with a den. 2,427 square feet, and there's a ton of custom stuff done on this. You've got an iron gate at the front entrance, and that 2,400 square feet is all on one level. So this is one big rambler. Perfect place for entertaining. You've got gas fireplace, custom built-ins, granite counters in the kitchen, tile flooring and backsplash, breakfast bar, stainless steel appliances, six burner gas stove. Okay, so pretty much you get the gist. This house is dialed in. And it's right in that great South Kennewick area with what's going on out there, Southridge and all that growth. And we're coming in on that thing at $336,500. Okay, it was more when it was built because it was a custom-built home. So you are getting, because of a forced move here, you are getting an amazing value and a deal. This is one of those properties where you're like, someone else spent all the money to build it and paid for all the extras, and now we're going to get all of that at 75% off. Okay,
wow.
And so this is really just an amazing, amazing property. That's 3001 South Edison Place. Pick number three, I'm going to take you out to Cottonwood Springs, okay, in the Badger Canyon area out there. 97103 Case Boulevard. This is a three-bedroom, two-bath, another big rambler, but this one's on a three-quarter acre lot. 2260 square feet, tiled entry, raised ceilings. They have also gone through before putting it on the market here, and they've done all new flooring. So all new carpet, all new pad. I mean, the home looks brand new for what you have in that area. You've got the large shower in the master. You've got walk-in closets, custom built-ins. This place is just dialed, ready to go. You've got that three-quarter acre, and it's fully fenced backyard with landscaping. So this is phenomenal deal. And that was at $319.9.
Wow.
And we've had six or seven showings already and a couple people floating around, I think, waiting to strike on an offer. But likely, we're looking at this brand new inventory coming on. And if I had to guess, it'll be interesting to see next week when we do the show
if it's still there.
I think all three of the pick threes this week are going to be gone over this weekend and before next week's show. So if you're interested in checking that out, go ahead and give me a call, 727-8977. We'd love to help you out with that. One of the things that I love about when we have Garrick on the show is I know Garrick's worked with Karen and I on a lot of our financial stuff, and he's just really good about making it make sense for a guy that does a ton with real estate, loves real estate, and kind of ignores that section. It's nice to come in and talk to you, and you can say, okay, here's what you need to do and reallocate here. So I guess just give me a little perspective on kind of, you know, your ideal client out there, and then when you have those meetings, how that kind of works with you. I think a lot of people just are afraid to come in because, you know, kind of like Karen and myself, we don't know anything about that world. I don't want to seem stupid in it, but, you know, you've never made me feel like that. And I know that's not a great word to use, but that's the one I said. But, yeah, how does that work? And because I know you've made us feel comfortable about that. Explain that process with a new client a little bit.
Yeah, well, that means we're doing something right. We really want to welcome everyone into our office. You know, I am a one-man office, so it's myself and my assistant, Kina. And what that lets us do, first off, the name of my company, as we mentioned, is Professional Investment Management Services. But we hold all of our assets at Charles Schwab, so I'm practically just a middleman between you and your Charles Schwab account, which is a nice place to be because my ultimate goal is really to earn your business. I want to earn your business. So when someone comes into my office, my first thought is am I the right guy for them? And I don't think you'll see that at a lot of other advisors, but I make sure that when someone comes into my office, I want that client for a long time. I'm 41 years old. I've been licensed since 2000. I want to be here a long time in the area at my firm. So what's nice is when somebody comes into my office, the first hour, really, everybody says, what do I need to bring? What do I need to bring? Nothing. I really just want to sit down with you. I want to learn about you. I want to learn about your goals. I want to learn about what you've done in the past, what's worked, I just want to figure out what makes things work for you and make sure that I'm the right fit to be your investment advisor. The one thing we've always been real good at is turnover. If I take a client, I really want that client for a long time. I want to help them get their kids through college. I want to help them start their businesses. I want to help them with their 401k. So really what we're looking for in that first meeting is just an intro. Who are you? How long you've been around? Something that we can learn about you, and more importantly, you can learn about us.
And by the way, those 529 plans you helped me with my kids, it's fun to watch those grow. I mean, we set those up when they were babies.
Well, it's great, too, because they're now talking about changing the rules on the 529 plans. It's been in the news a lot the last month, and what would happen is on those is you would be grandfathered in, is what it sounds like. But they're talking about eliminating them.
Well, so, I saw that, and you know who I saw talking about that on the news.
I think it'll affect people.
I freaked out a little bit because that's a vehicle that we've used, you know, and I know I called you and said, okay, and you're like, don't worry. To be grandfathered in because, I mean, we've pushed a lot of money over there into that vehicle.
Yeah, it's real interesting because I kind of feel like we finally found a place where people are saving for college, and I'm kind of concerned why they would discourage that all of a sudden.
Yes.
But there are other, you know, we do have a GET plan in Washington that's been working pretty well, but we don't know what that's going to hold over the next 10 years, and that could change a bunch as well. So it's always interesting to look at our options, figure out what options are available, and that's the reason you would call us, is what options do I have
gotcha.
To save for college? What options do I have for retirement? I'm self-employed. What options do I have to, you know, save tax money, that kind of thing? What options? So that's the reason you would call our office, is really just at first, just what do you have going on in your life, and how can we help you?
I love that, and that's exactly how we deal with clients, and I think that's probably why we get along so well and have that good relationship, because we get a lot of clients that are like that, and they're like, hey, I've been in a house for 15 years. How do I even go about selling this and then moving to a new one? And so we'll have that discussion about what are our options, here's what we can do, and what does that process look like?
And so, most importantly, what's going to work for them?
Yeah, absolutely, because some people might have a place to go. They might have family in town where a transition. Some people might not have a place to go. I had the same conversation two nights ago with clients in my office, and we just walked through the options.
Yeah, I had a client come in the other day, and this actually reminds me because it was a house type mortgage type situation, and they were debating they had some money in an IRA. They had left their job, they had rolled over their 401k, and their mind really told them to use all that money and take money out of the IRA to purchase this house. And I really had to break down their options for them and explain to them that that might not be the best move to take all that income and pay all that tax, because it's a tax-deferred account coming out of a 401k. Do they really want to take all that income in 1 year? Why wouldn't they go get a 15-year mortgage and maybe pay it off over 6 or 7 years and not put so much income on each year's taxes and pay that extra tax money? So that's how close me and Lance work together, is we're trying to figure out the best solution for you to go get that house. And sometimes you're so tempted to go out and not want a mortgage or not, you know, what's more important is, do you really want to pay more taxes by taking out that lump sum just to pay for the house? There's better ways to manage your money. And that's where we can help, and we want you to feel good coming in to see us. We want you to feel comfortable. So get into our office. Ask us those questions. I always let everybody know, too, there's a lot of times people come into our office, you're not going to see a bill out first time you come into my office. So if you just got some simple questions and you need to answer, make sure you give us a call. Our number is 735-3000. Give us a call. We'd love to chat.
And, Garrick, that sounds fantastic. Well, thanks again for being on the show.
Mm-hmm.
We always do at the end of the segment, and I don't know if on the spot you can think of this. We never name any names. We always protect the innocent and guilty.
Perfect.
But we always like to have one crazy story, and maybe from a financial guy there isn't one where you're like, I can't believe that just happened. You know, I think mine was, I was showing a house and there was a cheetah in the bathroom.
I know,
a
couple years
ago. It's a longer
ago, yeah.
Story than we can get into today, but do you have a cheetah story, like something crazy that happened to your business, you're like, this is, or to a client of yours that you're like, I've never seen this in the financial world?
Well, I don't really have a crazy story, but I have a friendly reminder to people that if you have an investment account, you'd be surprised how many people take that statement and throw it away or shred it, and they may never call their advisor. Well, the problem is, in Washington State, is there is, I forget the exact thing that they call it, but it's property that they don't really know if you're still around. Maybe you've moved, forgot to change your address. Well, if you've got a lot of money in an account, it's great that your advisor is doing a good job. But if there's no movement, if you haven't came into that advisor, it goes off to Washington State, and it plunks. You hear that commercial on TV where they say, is your money with Washington? Are you owed some money?
Gotcha.
And I've seen a lot of that lately, and I'm not sure why I've seen a couple of those lately. I just saw one the other day, and somebody called me, and they said, you know, I haven't talked to you. I'm like, well, I couldn't get a hold of you.
Right.
Oh, we moved. Oh, well, we tried. We sent letters. You didn't have forwarding. Oh, we didn't use forwarding. And so it's not really a crazy story, but it just reminds you of...
that is a crazy...
You know,
people, a good one.
In this case, you're not going to believe it, but I'll give you the figure. I mean, we're talking over $500,000.
Oh,
and this guy had moved. So I guess not a crazy story, but if you're going to move, make sure you dot your I's, cross your T's, update your addresses.
I didn't even plan this ahead of time because that relates to real estate. That relates to real estate a lot.
You don't want your property. I think the Washington rule is something small like 2 years.
Okay,
it goes to unclaimed property, and then you have a way bigger mess on your hands.
Yeah.
You get to deal with the state to get your own money back.
Garrett,
and don't fall for that. Make sure you always update. And that relates to everything in life.
Yeah.
If you're going to move, update your address, update your broker, update your banking information. We run real fast now. We all love email.
Yeah.
But there's sometimes you just have to slow down and update your information.
Absolutely. Great way to finish the show, Garrett. Thank you for that. And we appreciate having you on the show and giving us that market update and how it relates to real estate. We will be right back here next week.
Right here on News Talk 870.
In the middle of a